You just stand with us, turn to number 114. Let's do the first and the last, 114. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds a little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, he will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it
Bless you, Sister Levon. Bless you, Sister South. Amen. We'd like to have all the veterans, if you would, to stand. In fact, why don't you just come up front here, if you would, and stand here with each other. Come up front, if you would, brethren. Stand here with each other for a moment. Not at all. Ronnie, if you would lead a song.
Number 126.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. My native country thee, land of the noble free, thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and templed hills. My heart with rapture thrills like that above. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees thy freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Our fathers, God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King.
Number three.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you forever, huge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my right, just omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall fill thee of light. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that, O Jesus, lean for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor
Number 58.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present clearance in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God.
I just want to say one thing. I saw a bumper sticker not too long ago. It said, if you can read this, it said, thank a teacher. And this morning, I'm sure that's true with all of us. And if you can thank God this morning for the freedom you have to come and worship God, thank God for the memory of multitudes of young men and women, too, who gave the full measure of devotion.
Amen.
And gave their life that we have freedom to worship God this morning.
Amen. Amen.
And we certainly need to pray for those who are there now. I've enjoyed the service thus far. And I know this, that if you take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, you took them to one that can take care of it. I've got some scripture that I would like to share with you, just about 8 verses of the 121st Psalm. I want to read the psalm in its entirety, verses 1 through 8. If you have your Bibles and want to read with me, turn to Psalm 121, and we'll begin reading with the beginning of the psalm, verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. When I read that psalm, and I think about that in respect to these brethren that stood up here before us today, I know that among other things, I know that during my time in the military, one of the duties I had at times was I had to stand watch, had to stand guard duty. I imagine most people did that were in the service. But I'll tell you what, nobody keeps watch like God. The psalmist told us here that the one that's watching over his people doesn't slumber and he doesn't sleep. Nobody keeps a vigil like God does. The eyes of the Lord are upon us. I guarantee you that they are. The Bible tells us that they are, that the eyes of the Lord are upon us and that His ears are attentive unto our prayers. You know, when I think about the Lord, I don't think about Him just being on the throne in heaven and being startled and, you know, perhaps reacting like, oh, that's one of my children praying. I believe God is attentive. I believe He's waiting and anticipating that. I want to share just a portion of another verse from Romans chapter 8, verse 31. And I want to use the words from, and I only want to use a portion of that verse. I want to use the words from that verse for the title of the message this morning. If God be for us, who can be against us? I want you to think about that, if you would, here for just a little while, and please pray that God will grant liberty to His servant to speak the things that He's placed upon my heart. There's a great contrast in the scriptures. I guess this could be considered an antithesis. One is that we're plainly taught in the Bible that we cannot do anything without the Lord. Jesus told his disciples that very thing. Without me, you can do nothing. And I promise you today that without the Lord and without his help, that in our gathering here today, that we won't do anything that will eternally benefit anybody at all without the Lord being in it. We just simply won't accomplish it ourselves. So, we have on one side of this the fact, the scriptural fact that is established that without the Lord, we can do nothing. But the great contrast being that with the Lord, there's nothing that we can't do. And Paul, in his writing to the Philippians, said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so, if God is not on our side, we're not going to get anything accomplished. If God is on our side, however, there's nothing that cannot be accomplished. Now, I'm going to tell you today, and I'm going to speak quite honestly before you, I'm not trying to say this, and the Lord knows my heart. I'm not trying to say this today to build anybody up or to make anybody feel good about themselves. I'm just going to say that I believe this with all my heart, that I believe that here at our church, at Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, I believe that the Lord is with us and He's on our side. I believe that the things that are being done, in fact, I know that the things that are being done here are pleasing to the Lord, and that God will bless that that pleases Him. If God was not with us, the things that I read in the scriptures about the Lord, if God was not with us and was not pleased with something that He sees here, then the sweet spirit of the Lord would not show up. He just wouldn't show up in that way. Now, I want you to think about that. I didn't say that God would not show up. I'm saying that if there were not things here that pleased the Lord, He would not show up in a sweet way. He may very well show up and rebuke us. And the Bible says, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know, we need to listen to God no matter how God is speaking. But if God does not see things that please Him, then God will not show up and bless. And so the fact that God does visit us, and you know, let me say this today. I need to get this out. I thought about it for some reason this morning when I came here. I just looked around and I thought about how beautiful the sanctuary is here. I think it is anyway. How beautiful that it is in this place that we have here, and the pretty windows and the nice seats and the what God has given to us and provided here that we can have to meet in and to worship in. But listen, the very presence of the Spirit of God graces it all. I'd rather meet somewhere and sit on a stump out in the woods and worship if God was there than to be in the finest cathedral in the world and be void of the presence of His Spirit. God is with us. 46th Psalm, the Lord is a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed. And he goes on and talks about the mountains being carried into the midst of the sea and the waters roaring and being troubled and the mountains shaking with the swelling thereof. You know, when God is on our side, we don't have anything to fear. Not anything. If God be for us, and let's think about the question that Paul asked. If God be for us, who can be against us? Is there anybody that can keep us down? Is there anybody that can defeat us in our individual Christian lives or as a church? Is there anybody that can stand against the Lord? No. God is all powerful. God's not just powerful, He's all powerful. God is the greatest victor that has ever been. And I'll promise you today that the Lord is still riding the white horse. He's still going forth conquering, just like He always has. I spoke last week about a burden on my heart about churches throughout the years that once upheld the truth and how that they forsook the truth somewhere along the line under some evil influence. They forsook the truth, and when they did, God forsook them. But on the other hand, those that will maintain the truth, those that will stick with God, those that will stick with the truth, those that will uphold the precepts of God and maintain them, God will continue to be with them. And as long as we do that, friends, God will be with us, and nobody will be able to defeat us. Through the power of God, I'm amazed at the things that people have accomplished through the power of God. But you know, David knew that the Lord was with him. If you read the 27th Psalm, David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I, or whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?" But still, even with his knowledge of that, we read in this 121st Psalm that David said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." There were two things here that I believe that we learned about David in these Psalms. One was that he knew the Lord was with him. He knew the Lord was his strength. He knew the Lord was his stay, and the Lord was his life. But yet he would also call upon the Lord, that God would manifest that in his life. Listen, friends, God would have you and I to be dependent upon him in everything that we undertake as his people. When I was raising my children, I thought about, as they were growing up, I thought about things along the way that I would need to try to teach them as their father that would help them to be able someday to live away from me. I knew that they were facing, in just a few short years, that they were facing a time when if God allowed them to live, that they would go out and they would be on their own. And so I tried the best I could to try to teach them some things that they would need to know to be able to function in the world as adults. But you know something? For the children of God, I don't believe the Lord ever wants us to lose that childlike dependency upon Him. He doesn't ever want us to feel like that we have outgrown Him. He doesn't ever want us to reach the point that we feel that we have matured enough that we can do this on our own. God wants us to maintain that childlike dependency upon Him and to always remember that we can't do anything without Him. Do you know the times that I have got in trouble in my life have been the times that I felt like that I could do it by myself? Those are the times that I've gotten in trouble. The times that I've been humble enough to go before God and to know and to realize and to be reminded of the fact that I can't do it without Him. Those are the times that God has blessed and that God has helped me to accomplish the task ahead when I would depend upon Him. And Paul told the Corinthians when he wrote to them in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I believe, he told them that he said, our sufficiency, or not that we are sufficient as to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And it is today, isn't it? Our sufficiency today is of God. And so, we read in the scriptures, just to mention a few things. You know, one time through the provision that God made, there were people that were in, they were in a tight spot. They were in a bad predicament. They were standing before a sea in front of them, and they had a mighty army of Egyptians pursuing them from behind. I mean, they were trapped. They were trapped. They had nowhere to go, but because of the ability of God, those people ended up walking through the sea. If you could imagine this, the walls of water beside them, and they were walking in between those walls of water on dry ground, and they crossed the sea, and the enemy behind them was drowned in the sea, and they were victorious in getting out of this of the situation that they were in because of one thing. One thing. God was with them. And that's it. You know, friends, listen, He is all that we need, isn't He? We don't need anybody else. We don't need anything else. We need the power of God. I suppose that's one of the problems with what a true convention is. We don't need any legislative body telling us what to do. We need God. We've got the Lord. We don't need anybody to govern us. Because the Lord is the head of the church and He is able to guide the church, and the Lord is the one that we need. I believe He's on our side. There was a man one day, and friends, listen, it may be hard to read these things and to keep in mind that these people that faced them, they were just as human as you and I. You know, one of the things that you can see in the scriptures with the greatest servants of the Lord that we might think ever lived, there's one thing that you can see in the scriptures about every one of them, and I believe that God made it known to us in the inspiration of His Word, and that is that every one of them was just as human as you and I are today. Moses was full of faults. Daniel was full of faults. David was full of faults, just like you and I today are still full of faults. Every one of them was. But yet this man Daniel was once put into a den of lions. And you know, lions are not very peaceable animals. He came out without a scar, without a mark. Why? One reason. God was with him. If you could imagine three men being thrown into a raging furnace of fire, I guarantee you, you walk out today, and I'm not suggesting this, you walk out today and you stick your arm in a fire somewhere, and I guarantee you, your flesh will burn. It'll burn. If you could imagine these men being thrown into a raging furnace of fire and coming out without the smell of, without even having the smell of smoke upon them, why? How? How could that possibly happen? One reason. God was with them. And friends, I'm telling you, when we take our cares to the Lord and we cast our cares before Him, there are things in life, there are things that will face us as individuals, there are things that no doubt have and will face every church, that it will be something at times that's just so big that we look at the situation and we can't see any human way out of it. We think, how in the world are we going to get through this? How are we going to survive this thing? But listen, you can take your cares to the Lord and you can cast your cares upon the Lord, and if you trust Him enough, you can come unscathed through the situation. I've seen times more than once in my life where somebody was so sick, I mean so bad off, so physically ill, that they just weren't given any hope. No hope. They're not going to make it. They're not going to survive this. They're going to die. And the saints of God would begin to pray and call upon the name of the Lord and trust the Lord. And before you know it, that person is up and walking around. Friends, listen, these things don't happen by coincidence. These things take place, I believe, in the lives of people for one reason. And that is, if God is for you, who can be against you? If God is on your side, there's nothing. No illness, no emotional problems. I mean, if God is on your side, there's nothing that can defeat you. Nothing. So we lift up our eyes to the Lord. And call upon His righteous name, God can give us the victory in everything that we face. Do you believe that today? That God can give us a victory in everything that we face? But you know what? We'll have to trust Him, won't we? We'll have to trust Him. There have been times, I know there have been with me, perhaps there have been with you. There have been times when I didn't come out of a situation as well as I would have liked to. And you know what? It wasn't God's fault. I mean, there were times in my life, and I understand that, and I want to make this known, and I understand that there are times when it's just things are just simply God's will, but then there are also times that I knew very well in my life that the problem was that I just did not trust the Lord. I did not give over to the Lord. I did not place my faith in the Lord, and therefore I didn't see the victory that I would have liked to have seen. And God's always seemed to have a way of letting me know that I failed. I failed in giving it over to the Lord. I want to say this to you that are lost, and I'm certainly not trying to be mean. I just want to be truthful with you. If you never give it all to the Lord and really trust Him with all your heart, you're going to die in your sins. You're going to die without Him. I mean, until you reach the point where you really depend upon God, where you really realize that nobody else can save you, that you can't save yourself, and that nobody else can save you, and until you reach the point that you truly rely upon the Lord with all of your heart for the salvation of your soul, you will remain lost and undone without the Lord. Because nobody has ever found Him until they fully trusted Him for salvation. Not one person. God has never looked at one heart and said, well, you're almost there, so I'll go ahead. No. God knows every heart, and He knows whether or not you're fully placing your trust in Him. And He doesn't save until you do. So, if the Lord is with us, who can bring us down? You know, you read the history, and I'm going to close here in just a minute, but you read the history. And I want to encourage everybody to do this. You go back in the Old Testament and you read about the battles that the army of Israel faced. And you'll see a pattern there. Before you study about very many of them all, you'll see a pattern there. You'll see that when they were walking with the Lord, when they were being obedient to the Lord, when they were depending upon the Lord, when they were really realizing that it was God that was going to have to deliver them and not themselves and not their own strength, when they were not dependent upon their military power or anything else, when the army of Israel really placed their trust in God, they came out of the battle victorious. When they got high and mighty and puffed up, like they were when they faced the men of Ai, which was a small army, when they had defeated Jericho, I mean, they did everything that God told them to do. They obeyed His every command, and they depended upon God to bring the walls down and to give them the city of Jericho, and that's exactly what God did. But shortly after that, they got all puffed up in themselves, and they went out and they faced the men of Ai without the Lord on their side, and they were put to shame by an army that was much smaller than what they were. But every time that they really trusted God, they won the battle. I'll tell you what, when David, can you imagine him? When David wound up and he let that rock go, he was depending upon God to direct it. He wasn't depending upon his skills. He was counting on the Lord to direct that stone. That's what we need to do. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. You know, it was my prayer today that God would use these few short thoughts to encourage all of us, because sometimes we need encouragement. Sometimes we just need to be uplifted and encouraged. And if we'll lean on the Lord and we'll trust in the Lord, we'll depend upon God, we'll see people saved, we'll see growth, we'll see God glorified, the church edified. If we'll just give way to the Lord and let Him take charge and be dependent upon Him, He'll be for us, and nobody will be able to be against us. I thank you for your attention. I really do. I appreciate your attention today. I want you to take these thoughts and dwell on them, meditate on them, because, I'll tell you what, it's wonderful to reach the point where you just give it over to God. What a peace there is in that. You know, we can just worry and worry and fret and fret and worry ourselves sick about a situation. There's a great peace when you just give it over to the Lord and know that it's all in His hands, and let God take control. And He can, like nobody else can. So God bless you all. I appreciate your attention. Maybe there's a word on your heart before we dismiss.